Hey fam, this is part 2 of the Fashion Business Templates training. The full video is also available on our YouTube at Business of African Fashion. And don't forget to download the templates. The link will be in the show notes. And I hope you enjoy the episode.
The Business of African Fashion podcast is all things fashion and business. We specifically talk about how African fashion entrepreneurs can learn, grow, and develop skills to dominate the fashion industry. I'm your host, Victory, and welcome to the show.
All right, so next thing we're going to talk about in the plan on slide 5 is marketing. So marketing is the tool that drives sales. Marketing is the vehicle that drives sales. Without marketing, you can have sales, but if you want to have the optimum amount of sales, you need a marketing plan. And I'm not a marketing expert, but from what I know that you need to be clear about what marketing channels you're going to use to get your message, your product, your service to the people that it's for. So you need to be very clear about what channels you're going to use for your marketing. Is that going to be digital? Is it going to be more word of mouth? Is it going to be more referrals? Is it going to be more in person? Right? So you have to be really clear. And even when you decide, okay, it's going to be digital, you have to, if you're doing social media marketing, you have to decide what platform you want to use. And can I just be honest with y'all? One thing that just clicked to me, because with this platform, I've been doing a lot of things online. I'm on YouTube, I'm on podcast apps, we're on Instagram, but I just realized, wait, Victory, why aren't we taking advantage of in-person marketing? Why am I not going to fashion events, fashion shows and fashion weeks and introducing myself to people and having conversations? So that's something that I just realized. And I'm like, wow, I can really do that. You know, the pandemic is over, outside is open. So I'm really, really excited, because that's something that I'm planning to do over the next couple of weeks, over the next couple of months. And even as this platform continues to grow, I intend to be outside networking. So make sure that you're clear about what your marketing channel is going to be, and don't focus only on online. There is still marketing that can be done in person through word of mouth, right? So let's make sure that we also include that. And you also have to be intentional. Y'all know I love to talk about money, okay? So you have to be intentional about how much is going to cost you to market the business. How much money do you have in your budget for marketing? If you are into paying for ads, how much resources do you have to pay for ads? If you're not interested in paying for ads, right, that marketing money, can you use it for something else? Do you need to make flyers? Do you need to print business cards? Do you need to do whatever you can in alignment with your marketing plan and the marketing channels that you've picked in order to get your brand to where you want it to go? This next question is so, so very important. We need to define what success will mean for your business. And this question is quite deep. So I don't expect it to be answered like even in a day or, you know, just quickly off the top of your head. This is a question that really requires you taking the time to think about what success means for you and what success will mean for your business. For some people, success for their business means a lot of social media followers. For some people, success means a lot of sales. For some people, success means huge profits. For some people, success means impacting people's lives. For some people, success means the relationship that they have with their employees, right? So you have to be very, very, very clear about what success will mean for your business. And this will serve as your North Star. So you know where you're headed and you don't get swayed by every trend and every person that seems to be successful that you see, right? You're clear about what success means to you. And that way it helps you, you know, stay grounded and true to what your definition of success is, which is useful for you in the long run. So I really want you to take your time with question 3, because, you know, it's quite deep. So the last question in the marketing plan is, what key performance indicators will I use to measure my success? So when we've defined what success means to us, what success means for the brand, we also need to be clear about what KPIs we will use to measure success. So for someone whose definition of success is profit, right, their KPI will be probably how much profit did we make in January? How much profit did we make in March? How much profit did we make in Q1? How much profit did we make in Q2? And on like that. And whatever success means for your brand, you have to define the key performance indicators that you will use to measure success. And I know I'm throwing around a lot of terms, and I want to make sure that I'm not just saying things that fly over your head. So if any of these terms don't quite make sense, or you're not clear about how to craft them, or just need a little bit extra help, make sure that you post that in the community, which is where we're going to have more conversations and dive deeper into these topics, help one another to grow and to learn. Just post in the community, hey, what does KPI mean? Or even share your KPIs. You can share that without giving away your whole business plan and just say, these are my KPIs. What do y'all think? We always keep it positive and encouraging in there. So make sure that you are seeking the support and the help that you need. And we'll be happy to have you in the community and share and grow together. So I'm going to move on now to the next page in the slide. Very important, logistics and operations. So this is basically more on the back end of the business, right? Because I think one thing that we need to be very, very, very clear about is that a business can look pretty on the outside, but behind the scenes is chaotic, okay? And we don't want to build businesses like that because, one, they're not sustainable, and two, they just burn you out after a while, right? So we want to really make sure that we're clear about what's happening behind the scenes. Have you ever gone to someone's house, right? And on the outside, it just looks so pretty, or in the living room, everywhere looks clean. But then, like, let's say you're just walking past like a veranda or something, or a hallway, and you just take a peek into the room, or the door is like slightly open, and you're like, it's a mess back there. What is going on? Right. So we don't want our businesses to be like that. And we want to make sure that we're being intentional about building systems behind the scenes that actually work, and then make sure that our logistics and our operations are working efficiently. Logistics and operations plan. So this will include what systems will need to be set up to efficiently run this business. And this question is quite loaded, and this will actually evolve over time. As your business continues to evolve and grow, what systems will you need to set up to efficiently run this business? Will you need like a system to manage your marketing? Will you need a system to manage your finances, right? There are different platforms that can help you manage these things. But while you're starting out, I wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself about this, but I would still be clear about what systems you will use. So if you're a tailor, for example, you need to be clear about what your process is. Your process is a system. So when somebody gives you their fabric, what is your system? First thing you do, you take their measurements, right? So that's your system. Make sure you write it down in a Google Doc. That's free, you know, if you have an email address. And if you need help with any of these things, make sure you post in the group, and I will be more than happy to walk you through how these things can be done. You write down your system. When we receive fabric, the first thing that we do is take the person's measurement, right? And the next, we draft, you know, they pick the style. Let me not jump, right? They pick the style that they want. And next thing we do is, you know, we draft the pattern. And then after drafting the pattern, we cut the fabric with the pattern, right? And after we cut the fabric with the pattern, you sew, and on and on it goes up until the end of the system, where the person gives you money in exchange for their completed outfit that they love, right? So you want to make sure that you're really clear about what these systems are for your business. And why do we even need to create these systems for our businesses, you may ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. The reason we create these systems is because we want to make sure that when we are not around, somebody else can do or perform the activities in the system. So you don't want to build a business that you're enslaved to, a business where if you go on vacation for 2 weeks, the whole thing is in chaos. You definitely don't want to build a business like that. And the way to avoid that is by putting these systems in place. So just start crafting those systems. And if you all want a completely different episode about how to create these systems, I would be more than happy to do that as well. Next thing you need to think about for logistics is, who are your suppliers going to be? Because we know in fashion, there are a lot of suppliers. There's a person supplying the fabric. Who are you getting your threads from? Your sewing equipment from? Who fixes your sewing machine if there's a problem? Who do you get patterns from? How do you get patterns made? Who are your suppliers? You need to be clear about that, or have an idea of where you go to have those things done. Next thing is, how will I receive products or raw materials from suppliers? So what is that process like? Would they deliver it to me? Will I have to pick it up? Will they ship? You know, you have to really consider these things and start thinking about what the logistics of the business is going to be. The next thing you need to think about is, for your product and services, after you've performed your end of the deal, how would these products or services be delivered to customers? So if you have a fashion business and you make beautiful Ankara skirts, for example, how would they be delivered to your customers? Do they come to your shop and pick them up? Do you hire somebody as a delivery person who delivers the clothes to them? Do you use a delivery service? You know, you just need to be clear and have an idea about what these plans are going to be. And I hope that you hear me when I say have an idea, because I do know these business plans can be overwhelming at times, and I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So just, you know, take a deep breath, just have an idea and put it in your awareness that you need to start thinking about these things, because they will be important in the success of your business. And the next question we want to think about is, what technology will be utilized in the business, right? And we want to include software and hardware. So technology includes your machine, right? Technology is anything that improves the way that we do things. So even your spoon is technology. I know, right? Your spoon is technology because you don't have to use your hands, and it's more efficient, right? And it's cleaner, you know, unless you're eating pounded yam. So just use your hand then. But technology is anything that improves, you know, what you're doing. So your sewing machine is technology, right? If you have a serger, what cleans up the inside of your clothes, that is technology as well. If you have software that you use to design your patterns, if you have a printer that you use to print out your patterns, those are technology, and you need to be clear and have an idea of what those would be for your business going forward. And if there's something that you need to purchase, this is a great place to start making those plans for your budget as well, in order to be able to acquire these technology that you will need. And I am also planning to have an episode about a fashion business budget. And I'm really excited because I just love to budget, okay? I love to make a spreadsheet and plan how things are going to go and, you know, just have everything in place. That's what I love. So we'll definitely have that resource for you as well. And the next question we need to think about is, for logistics and operations, how will I train or employ staff, right? We need to start thinking about when we get people to help us out with the business, because we can't do everything. This is something that we also need to take note of, is that we can't do everything. We always need help. So we want to think about when we'll need to employ people, how we will employ people, what kind of person would we want to employ, and what's the plan with employing people? And also, not just employing them, but training them and retaining them. And another reason why these systems that we talked about earlier is so important is because when you start to employ people, you need to train them. You need to teach them how to do what you do, right? So as a tailor, if you have that plan of, this is the step-by-step, when we get someone's fabric, we take their measurements, they pick a style, we create the pattern, right? When you employ someone or you hire someone, that will be your training. That system, you walk them through and you explain to them, this is how we do things around here. And it's a lot easier for them to catch on. And again, to be able to carry out that process when you're not around, right? So we want to make sure that we start thinking about how to train our employees, how to train people that will be helping us out, and also how to hire. This last question is so important. I could talk about this all day because I'm still learning this in real time, but you need to be clear about which business activities you're going to be directly involved in. So if you're a fashion designer, you're a tailor, are you going to be sewing every single fabric? Are you going to be sewing every single style? Is that something that you're willing to do? Is that something that you have the time to do? Is that something that you're skilled at doing, right? Because when you're running a fashion business, there are several aspects of fashion. And we have another episode in season two about this, the different, you know, job titles within the fashion industry, which basically lets you know that you do not have to do it all. And in fact, it's recommended that you don't do it all, because when you try to do it all, that's when you burn out and that's when you're just not able to put your best into the business. So you need to be clear about how much you're going to be involved in the day-to-day activities of the business, and at what point you're going to step away into a more of an executive role in the business. So if you're a tailor, for example, and you make clothes for people and you're employing people and you're training them, at some point, you will have to move away from the sewing machine, right? Because you'll be able to sew every single dress, and you have to move more into an executive role of managing everybody and looking at the budget and hiring and training and customer service. So you have to be really intentional about saying, how much will I be directly involved in the day-to-day activities of the business? And also, at what point will I step away and let the people that I've trained hopefully do what they've been trained to do, right? So you want to learn how to let go of control, because this is something I'm still working on too. Because I think for us as entrepreneurs and people who are visionaries, it's like, this is your baby, right? So at what point do you trust that someone will actually do what needs to be done and do it well? But in order to get the businesses that we desire, and honestly, the peace of mind that we want, we have to learn when to let go and let the people that have been trained do their job. So this is also something that you want to start thinking about and start writing out. And I think we are almost at the end of the business plan. So I'm really excited, and I hope that this has been insightful for you and that you're learning something new. All right, my favorite part. I'm kidding. I like the whole thing. All right, let's talk money, friends. Let's talk about the money. All right, financial plan. Don't run away. Some of you are already like, okay, this is where. You know that meme of SpongeBob? Where he's like, all right, I'll head out. I feel like that's what people, whenever you just say, let's talk about money. But before you leave, we have to talk about it, right? Because there is no business without finances, right? There is no successful business without successful finances. So we have to be very intentional about building out the financial plan for the business, right? So the first thing that we need to think about is, how much do I need to set up this business? And I think in the beginning, it's really easy to be like, well, I mean, I don't know. Because I mean, how do you know how much you need to set up a business, right? But how you do that is that you start to detail the initial startup costs, right? So if you're starting a fashion business, you're obviously going to need suppliers. How much does it cost? When you start talking to suppliers and asking them, if I were to order this dress, what's your minimum order quantity? How many do I need to start this? You know, if you're releasing a collection, for example. So you start to write all of that down. Your suppliers, how much is it going to cost? Remember, we talked about your marketing budget. How much will your marketing cost? Your shipping, how much will it cost? If you're employing people, how much do you think that will cost? And it's okay to estimate at this point. It's okay for you to not know all the details, because again, remember in the beginning we said we're making a bunch of assumptions, right? And as we go on this journey, they will begin to be proven right or wrong, and as we go, we can pivot, we can make adjustments, and then we go from there. And I do want to encourage you, especially for this financial portion, take advantage of the resource in the community. Make sure that you come and join us. There will be financial templates, there will be guides to help you detail these initial startup costs. So start thinking about how much you need to set up the business. Also, you need to think about, how will you finance the business? Are you going to finance it alone, maybe from your savings, maybe from your 9-to-5, your day job, or maybe from family and friends? Are you planning to receive outside funding? You need to start thinking really about, who is going to fund this business? Who's paying for this, right? We need to start thinking about whose money is going to be paying for this. And I do want to let you know that you have options, right? But also think critically before accepting money from people, because, you know, sometimes things might go south. So you want to make sure that you do your research about the different business structures that are available in your country that you're operating in, and which one you can take advantage of while you're just starting out. And you can start putting money aside. And we will have a template as well in an episode where we basically, the budget episode about how to budget for a fashion business, we will have a template. So make sure that you download that and put in there how much you'd be able to commit to saving towards your business. Because I know a lot of us are just starting out. And right now, I told you to dream big. So I know you're dreaming big right now. And I know you're like, wow, I have all these dreams, but how would they ever be possible? But I encourage you to be intentional about putting away X amount of money every month, biweekly, quarterly, annually, however much you can afford. start putting that away little by little into this business, and it will add up eventually. Also, another very important question that we need to be honest with ourselves about is, what is my current money situation, right? So what does your money situation look like right now? Just be honest with yourself. Can I afford to fund the business right now, or do I need to wait a few more years and have more of a nest egg in order to fund this dream that I have? It's okay for you to dream big. And sometimes you get the vision before it's time for you to execute the vision. Because you get the vision doesn't mean necessarily that the vision has to be executed today. So examine your current money situation and think about if you're at the point where you can launch this business, or if you need to wait a few more weeks, months, years to save up for this business. And definitely join us in the community if this is your reality, right? Because I'll be transparent with you all. For me right now, the idea that I have in fashion is not something that I can afford right now, right? And I just have to be honest with myself that this is where I'm at. However, what I am doing is actively saving towards that goal, actively looking for ways in which that business can be funded, actively doing research, because I'm currently not there right now, but in a couple of years, I know that we will be there. So if you're also in the same place that I'm in, let me know in the community. Let's encourage one another that we have this vision, and it's okay if it's not going to be launched or executed today. What we do want to make sure of is that the fire doesn't burn out, is that we keep actively putting resources aside for this vision to come to life. So I'd love to see you in the community. Tell us about your money situation without giving away too much, because, you know, protect your privacy and whatever, but just let us know where you're at with your business idea and what you're thinking about putting out into the world. That's the financial part of the plan. Didn't I tell you it was going to be fun, right? So here we are. And finally, what could go wrong? Because here's the thing. I said in the beginning, when we make these business plans, we're making a lot of assumptions, right? So we also have to understand that everything that we assume will go well may not go well, right? Things may go the complete opposite way of what you imagined, and we have to prepare ourselves for that. We can't anticipate everything, right? But we can make plans to mitigate the risk that we might have in business. So start thinking about this business that you're thinking about starting. What could go wrong? Just the same way that you dreamt big, just dream big about realistically what could go wrong in this business. So for example, you're in a fashion business. What could go wrong? There could be shipping delays, right? You could ship a dress out to your customer and they expect to get it in 2 weeks, but something happens and they get it in like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, right? So you have to be prepared for that and start making contingency plans about how you're going to solve these problems or these issues that could go wrong, right? So if there's a shipping delay, you can already have a plan and say, you know what, if there's a shipping delay, we give the customer 25% off their next order, just to make sure that we are compensating them and that they still end up having an overall positive experience with the brand. If we have a disappointed customer, and y'all know this, you know this, customers can be disappointed, and that's fine. That doesn't mean that it's a failure on your part. It just means that something that you assumed would work for them doesn't work. And it's okay for you to own that and apologize and let them know, hey, how can I make this better for you? How can I fix this? How can I improve this situation? And be open to hear whatever it is that they have to say. Another thing that could go wrong is exhaustion or burnout. So you could start this brand, this business, or even just this writing this business plan. Maybe if you're being honest with yourself, you're like, I'm already exhausted, girl. I completely get it. And that's completely okay. When we feel exhausted, there's this saying that I have on my fridge. It says, when you get tired, learn to rest and not quit. So when we get tired, it means it's time to rest. It doesn't mean it's time to just throw in the towel. It's okay for us to take breaks. It's okay for us to rest. So have a contingency plan. What will I do on the days when in this business, I'm just feeling like I can't do this anymore, right? What will be my bounce back plan? For me, I'm an outdoors girl. So if I'm feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, I'll go to the park, I'll walk around, I'll be in the sun, I might get a massage, I might eat some good food, you know, or sometimes you just need to sleep. Like, do you ever get to the point where you're just like, you know what, I just need a nap? Okay, so let's make sure that we add that. Have your contingency plan list. It can be on your phone. It can be right here in the business plan of what is my plan for when I get exhausted or when I burn out. And I'm curious to hear what everyone's exhaustion plan is. What do you do when you're feeling exhausted? Are you more of like listening to music? Share it in the community. I'd love to hear what you all do. Don't shy away from doing this slide, y'all, because it's so very important. Because whether you like it or not, something might and probably will go wrong in this business plan of yours. So you want to make sure that we're not just creating these false ideas that aren't realistic. We want to dream big and we want to factor in what could go wrong in the business. And with that, we have come to the end of the fashion business plan. I'm so excited. How was this activity for you? How did this make you feel? What parts were your favorite parts of filling out the plan? Did you enjoy filling this out? Did you have some questions come up that you hadn't thought about before for your business? Definitely let us know in the community. If you haven't joined yet, click the link in the show notes, join the community, post, let us know how this activity made you feel. It has been a great, great, great episode, and I will see you all on the next episode of Remember, dreams are free, so make sure you dream big. See you later. Bye.